It is just.
Unless
in Jerusalem. Just like there are many men that taking care of the forest, they become like elephants. You become an elephant or tiger, and it seems like a god. And if you show desire, unless next time you become an elephant or tiger. Nature will give you the chance. But you have got to try for all these things. You have to try only for Krishna. Just say you are here for Prajati. That is interesting. Simply for Krishna. You simply to understand Krishna. And anything else, Krishna can. But in Krishna connection, there are varieties. Now, here, just take this, what do you call this?
Bhumikyan.
So, utilizing for Krishna's purpose. So automatically learn for the Bhumikyan. Everything you need, if you start that, you are using everything for sensuality, for Krishna. The dikkhapan is doing this for Krishna, no dikkhapan. And you are living in a very comfortable room. Everything is being utilized. Why is it given? If by living in a comfortable room, taking advantage of this modern invention, I can serve better Krishna, what's the benefit? Does it mean, although the dikkhapan is there, still I have a light in my hand, Krishna consciousness cannot touch this. We don't follow this nonsense together. Unnecessary bhairava. Shushko bhairava. Dry is not.
Shushko bhairava.
Shushko. Shushko means dry. Oh, it is material, I shall not touch. Just like Jagadatka Ram Krishna. If anyone wants to give him some money, no, he does not touch money. These are Krishna. Why shall he touch? Come on, you have got money. God helps him. Spread. Yeah, come on, I shall take it. But Krishna. When come to this house for living very comfortably in India, no. You are from here for Krishna's sake.
This point is revolutionary in spiritual circles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because it is Krishna's property. It is not my property, neither God's property. It is his state. Everything belongs to Krishna. So it must be utilized for Krishna.
Simply they don't know Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
They don't know Bhagavad Gita, therefore they don't understand.
No, no, therefore I say all immediately. How you are all rested. We have got a test. Test you. As soon as one is not Krishna conscious, he is rested. He is mysterious. He is worse than the Vaishnava. He has no knowledge. These are groups. He may think that he is very big man, Nisha, but he knows that he is a reptile number one. This is Krishna consciousness. He can understand immediately what is what. By this test, Namala Puskitanam Mula Prabhupadante Naradama. Maya Apayutam Kyana Asri Bhama. you have to say like that.
He asked why I was interested. He said, if it's coming from God, what difference does it make?
Hmm?
He said, well, if it's coming from God, then what difference does it make?
You can't say that you are a fool, God is not fool.
Yeah.
That is the difference. But God is free, he is not foolish. Because he is above all this foolishness. But you are within the foolishness. That is it. Try to answer them like that. You are within the status of foolishness, Maya. And God is above Maya. If God is also within the Maya, they are this last term, Mayavadi said, then what is the use of God? He has everything.
They just accumulate knowledge just for knowledge.
Huh?
They just accumulate knowledge just for knowledge.
All of these things. They do not get any knowledge. They have no knowledge. What is the knowledge? They talk all nonsense. What is the knowledge?
His argument was, well, there's no point in talking about this matter. All of us accept this. All big authorities, they accept this point of view that this was recently written literature.
And no, and then you don't know who are authorities.
That's right.
You manufacture your own authority. You do not know. That is your misfortune. You do not know his authority.
They're all
so
serious and they think they're authority.
Others. And I met another old authority on Francis, and he's sitting behind his desk, and his whole body is shaking. Now, I'm not interested in the spiritual side of these Vedas. I'm just interested in the Sanskrit. He's dying, and still he's like that. That's their authority. You can't save him there.
And I'm not cheap. Adhakti, they are called Adhakti.
What's it?
Eskan. Adhakti.
I used to know the
same. One is interested in the God, not in the soul. So he is a fool. This sculptor, he is simply interested in the outward body. He has no knowledge of the soul.
Yes.
And he wants to become a very famous man, remaining in the category of ashes. Because one, he, the body consists of glass, he's an ash. Go for him. For him into ash. So I will go for him. Anyone who is in the bodily concept of life is no better than anyone. The cats and dogs, they are also the bodily concept of life. So he has not advanced beyond this cats and dogs. Because he is in the same conception, time with body. A dog cannot understand that you are not this body. So similarly, if a human being cannot understand that he is not this body, what is the difference between him and the dog? So Shastra says, Saiva Gopala. He is no better than the cows and the ass. And actually, that is the fact. The first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, they cannot take it. And they call us, that is the most regrettable situation. That these fools and rascals, under the bodily concept of life, they have become authority. Actually, they are acts.
Yes. I used to observe when I was going to the university that all my professors, their intellectual business was just a profession, like digging ditches. For their pleasure, they're going home to drink beer and eat steak. That's all they're really interested in. It's just working to make money. I could see it. I didn't want to follow their footsteps. They had nothing
to do with it. Is cleansing the Lord for money. And they are going as profit. But the category is the same. We don't make any distinction between the sweeper and the profit. Or a hog and cat and dog. The hog is also working hard. All day and night for stool. Eating. But this man is also working like that. Beyond that, he has $100.
The scientists that have a term called psychologists, they call it an idiot savant. Idiot savant means he's an idiot. But he has one particular talent. And because of that talent, he can get along. Just like sometimes you find an idiot, he can look at a column of figures and he can compute the sum in his head very easily. But he can't even understand how to tie his shoes. And I think these scholars are like that. They're actually idiots, but they have one talent for Sanskrit or for history. And because of that, they can get along. They can support their body. But otherwise, they have no qualifications.
He's a sudra. Yeah. And then he gets that pose. He will start. He has got some talent in some particular subject, but he must get some service. By serving others, he will be able to utilize his talent and get some money, then he will. It is a sudra business. Dog's business. Just like a dog, unless he has got a nice master, his position is very precarious. He stays dog. Nobody can get a sucker.
He put out
the
Srila Bhagavatam. They go to school and learn to become PhDs and they have to knock on the door for a job and no longer open the door.
No vacancy, sir. So it's just like dog.
That they have a way to force them to work. The politicians force the scholars.
Yes.
If they don't print books, if they don't write a book every now and then and print it, it is published, they lose their tenure, their position as a professor. They must produce one book, then another book, then another book. If they don't finish, and this is what they're working all the time.
The Maharaj is in India. They don't educate their son, that's why they learn. They say, we can purchase this land, that's why you should work hard. So far, technician, so far, expert, computer, you know, we can purchase. Why you should work hard?
It's the same thing I learned in Germany. First, I wanted to get my own dress.
Yeah.
I studied the situation very carefully. I thought it was ridiculous for us to do that. It's so much hard work. It's much easier to collect the money in the street by giving the magazine and then pay someone. They work very hard and do it. Everything is like that. Yeah, so many people, they can do everything. The one thing that people can't do is distribute Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
And for that, Krishna
is so much money. That's what he is up to the day. That much. Only for this purpose, one to the
day.
Krishna is saying, you cannot practice Krishna.
Yeah, when Mr. Birla is getting old, then he has to come to us if he has any sense.
No, they simply give primary education in any city, secondary, that's all. And third city. They don't because anyone knows sending boys to the school is quite that's all. I have seen intelligent ones. They go to school and what? They learn how to smoke, how to drop mountains, how to use knife, how to fire, anything. And they are placed at the pedestal. Simply, sluggards. It's so hard to see about a flat earth.
It was when I went to school. I was a nice little boy. In school, I felt the only one.
You must have an internet. That's all. Try not to watch. So our this group should be taken care of very nice. So nice preachers may come out. Come. Thank you. Asya yuvahi saprajati kovita nalabhati jat pramathāva varadeha kallabhati dukkha madanta tasyatam kāneha tattasya vabīrana.
I'm still thinking about the other morning, they're talking about how everything is actually spirit. Everything is composed of spiritual atoms, actually, souls. And we say it, and we talk about the...
And that is Vedic Bhasa.
Sattvam
Kavidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma.
When we speak about the transmigration of the soul, we speak about 8,400,000 species. Does that include the inanimate objects as well within those 8,400,000?
Sthavara. Sthavara. That was sthavara. Immovable. Even hills, mountains, stones. That was sthavara. Sthavara. One which cannot move.
So actually we don't really...
Sthavara la punja. 2 million kinds of sthavara.
So we don't actually discriminate between the tree and, say, the apple as a living entity.
Yeah.
Little by little, it's coming clear.
Avara. Avara means one cannot move. Stand. Avara is unknown. There are two kinds of living entities. One moving, one not moving.
But the atom is always in motion. The atoms and molecules are always constantly moving.
That movement is different. That is not independent.
That is to say that a stone has a living entity in it?
Yes.
Actually, what we discussed is that even the elements, the atoms, everything is made of nothing but spirit souls in fallen conditions. Because everything comes from Brahma Jyoti, which is nothing but spirit souls.
Yeah.
And Brahma Jyoti, therefore, soul never changes. So this manifestation is from Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it's made of souls. And there's nothing else but spirit souls. Yesterday, 2 days ago, we discussed this.
It is simply covered by another energy, which is called material energy. And that is Maya. Maya means there is not action, not faction. The example is given just like the sun is covered by the cloud. The cloud is nothing but another creation of sun. But when the cloud comes, sun is induced. Similarly, this condition, forgetfulness, is my creation. And when I am covered by this forgetfulness, I become stones and so on.
The Bhagavad Gita says the soul is immovable.
Yeah.
The second chapter there's a verse that says the soul is immovable.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? Are we not moving? There's a verse that says immovable and
karma. Pigsty.
You mean it's nature, isn't it? But I mean we are
moving. Unchanging.
Not that we are not moving, we are moving.
But he says, well, not properly. Karma, what is karma? If I was fasting, Rasalaya, Akala, yes.
It's the point of all those
that things. That means Akala also, so. Akala. Akala means that there's a move. Sadhu, Rasalaya. In your word, he can speak. He can speak. Now there is no doubt.
It's right across. Thank you very much.
Relax up. Get relaxed up.